Good afternoon, and welcome to the Green Thumb Show. I'm Lee Murray, your reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for joining us. From the Wall Street Journal, lawn care killing your back and wallet? Try this low-maintenance approach. Turf is hard on the pocketbook, the planet, and your body. So consider shrinking your lawn, says this horticulturalist, and use fall leaves strategically to make the transition. By Rebecca McMacken. It's hip to hate on lawns nowadays. Hashtags like hashtag kill your lawn are all over social media. There's even a TV show with the same name. No wonder, with labor costs climbing and the harmful effects of lawn care chemicals on people and the planet becoming ever more obvious, the price of maintaining an emerald expanse starts to seem rather steep. Yet we fret over the alternatives. In my 20-something years as a horticulturalist, I've encountered all sorts of anxieties. Without a lawn, won't my land succumb to chaos? What about snakes and ticks and poison ivy? And the classic, what will the neighbors think? Which is why, despite my love of berries for birds and nectar for butterflies, I'm not a total turf abolitionist. Decades of working in public parks have taught me that lawns show people where they belong in a landscape. They give us a place to toss a ball or have a picnic. Aesthetically, lawns provide a visual break and help create flow through a space connecting different areas. My real-world expert advice, rather than getting rid of our lawns, shrink them. Lawns should be area rugs, not wall-to-wall carpet. Use turf grass to mark the space you'll use for throwing frisbees and having parties, but allow the rest of your land to do something more beautiful and purposeful. Happily, fall's the perfect time to begin. Shrinking your lawn doesn't mean abandoning your property to a jungle of vines and weeds. In fact, one timely technique uses a surprising gold mine almost all lawn owners have at their fingertips. Leaves. Trees might look like they're throwing their leaves away in autumn, but they're actually carefully placing them over their root systems where they can break down and build healthy soil. A simple way to begin downsizing your lawn is by leaving a skirt of leaves unraked underneath your yard trees. Those leaves will smother the grass as they insulate the ground and hold in moisture. As they feed the soil, the same area can eventually be transitioned into low-maintenance garden beds. Plant them with low shrubs and perennial plants that are forest-adapted to grow among leaves so that you and your blower can take a break. They're literally called leaves. You could leave them. In my Connecticut backyard, I've been reclaiming the turf under my maples and birches by planting native ferns, geraniums, and woodland asters. Not only is the result prettier than grass, the plants also support pollinators like moths and butterflies. Did you know that most caterpillars are only able to digest leaves from certain families of trees? Oaks support more than 1,000 species, while maples offer food to over 300, including swallowtails and mourning cloaks. If you love butterflies, you have to invite caterpillars into your garden, too. Nearly every one of those caterpillars at some point drops from the tree canopy to overwinter or create a chrysalis. If you've ever glimpsed a caterpillar dangling from a branch by a silk thread, they're on their way down. But if they hit turf grass instead of leaves or other foliage at the bottom, their chances of survival are slim. Leaving plants and leaves under trees creates a soft landing for these essential creatures, whose populations have dropped an alarming 22% in just the last 20 years. Welcoming these beautiful beings onto your land will also attract songbirds who rely on them to feed their babies. A few nibbled leaves are small prices to pay for the joy of birdsong and butterflies. Of course, downsizing your lawn yields another upside. More time to enjoy them. And as we approach Christmas Day, here's another article from the Wall Street Journal, 28 Gifts for Gardeners, according to plant experts. From garden tools to apparel, here are the best gifts for the plant lovers in your life, by Ebony Roberts. When picking out the perfect gardening gift, it helps to know a little something about the kind of gardening the recipient does, says Aaron Shannon, master gardener and founder of The Impatient Gardener. Whether they're tending to a small flower garden tucked on their apartment balcony or transforming their outdoor space into a naturalist garden for the birds and bees, no matter how your gift recipient digs in the dirt, Having the right tools makes the work not just easier, but more pleasurable. We spoke with Shannon and 8 other gardening experts to discover their favorite gardening tools. These are the ones they use, love, and gift to their own friends and family. First on the list, replaceable blade pruners. A bypass pruner is one of the most helpful gardening tools used for everything from deadheading flowers, cutting smaller branches, and harvesting fruit from the vine. Author of the weekly Dirt newsletter, Jessica Damiano, recommends the Felco No. 6 pruners, which have been her favorite pair for as long as she can remember because of their ergonomic design and smaller size. They're Swiss-made, so there's good precision, says Damiano, garden columnist at the Associated Press. They fit my hand well, and they're very comfortable. I haven't had to replace or sharpen the blades in a decade. Next up, display-worthy watering can, traditional watering can and mister set. Anything that holds water can be used to quench your giftee's plant thirst, but the Haws watering can in a set with a mister is both gorgeous and pragmatic in its design and recommended by several experts we spoke with. Handcrafted in England since 1886, each Haws takes over 200 steps to construct and is durably made to last a lifetime, if not longer. You can't beat a British gardening tool, says Joe Lamp, a.k.a. Joe Gardner, host of the PBS show Growing a Greener World and an eponymous podcast and author of the vegetable gardening book, who uses the classic green 2-gallon can for both his indoor and outdoor plants. The long diagonal spout provides greater reach into garden beds, and the interchangeable brass roses, the end sprinkler attachments, allow for customized water pressure from a fine mist to heavier shower. It's so balanced, it's ridiculous, he adds, and it's painted galvanized steel, so it lasts a really, really long time. Next on the list, a time-perfected shovel. A small pointed shovel is an essential tool for new gardeners, says Marcus Bridgewater, author of How to Grow, Nurture Your Garden, Nurture Yourself, and the man behind Garden Marcus, one of the most followed gardening accounts on TikTok. The ability to dig into the soil or turn the soil in a planter is easier when you have the leverage of a shovel in your hand. Bridgewater recommends a Fiskars digging shovel because of the quality construction and handling ease. They allow you to do your job with the most amount of efficiency, and that's going to save you time and increase the result. This D-handle shovel has a contoured shape that's comfortable to hold for extended periods, large foot pads, and sharpened blade edge for slicing through roots. Next, the multi-purpose digging tool. Experts told us that a hori-hori knife, also known as a weeding or soil knife, is one of the most useful multi-purpose tools to own and to gift. Nicole Burke, author of Kitchen Garden Revival and founder of Gardenary, recommends the beautiful walnut-handled stainless steel bare-bones hori-hori. I love that it's 3 tools in one, she says. You can dig with it, measure depth on the shovel, and the sharp serrated edge is awesome for cutting twine and pulling off unhealthy stems. She adds that it's perfect for a raised bed kitchen garden because it's so small and I can do almost all the planting I need to do with it. Wheelbarrow alternative. Trading in a cumbersome wheelbarrow for a 4-wheel dump cart is an upgrade any gardener will appreciate. Damiano switched to an easier-to-use Gorilla cart for gardening and yard work because of its steady design, comfortable handle, and the swiveled pneumatic tires that can change directions easily. There are a variety of sizes, but Damiano finds the 4-cubic-foot capacity the most handy, using it to transport mulch, compost, plant pots, and tools around her property. Unlike a regular cart, it's got a lift dumping system, so you lift up the bed and just dump. When it needs cleaning, it's as simple as a hose down. Next on the list, scratch-resistant sleeves. Any gardener working around plants with jagged leaves or thorny stems knows how easy it is to get cut, scratched, or exposed to skin irritants. Farmer's sleeves takes that risk right off the table, says Lample, who uses the elbow-length arm protectors when working with okra, raspberries, blueberries, watermelon, squash, roses, and other hard-to-touch plants. Your recipient will be able to reach deep into those plants that they never were able to before because they cut their arms up and just go at it, he says. The stretch polyester sleeves are primarily made of recycled fiber, washable, durable, and come in cool patterns and have a UPF 50+ rating, which helps to stave off sunburns on those hot harvest days. Do everything tub. A flexible gorilla tub is one of the most versatile items to have around the yard. Lample uses them for everything from weeding to raking leaves to transporting mulch to mixing organic fertilizer. They're indestructible, lightweight, super strong, always hold their shape, and they're stackable, says Lample. Comfortable clogs. Birkenstocks have always had a loyal following, but clogs in particular are having a moment. The polyurethane Super Birkies are the footwear of choice for many gardeners. I've had mine going on 15 years now, and they're still my go-to, says Damiano. They're easy to slip on and off because there's no back, so you can just step into them if your hands are full. The Birkies' support allows people to garden longer without feeling fatigued, and they only get more comfortable over time as the cork footbed molds to the foot. Damiano also likes that they clean up easily. I can hose them off and leave them out on the deck to dry. Next is sun-beating shirt. Being out in the sun can be incredibly draining, says Bridgewater, which is why he recommends sun-protective clothing for gardening outdoors. I wear REI gear in the yard. It's worth the investment because I love my garden and I spend all my time out there, he says. Bridgewater likes that the moisture-wicking, long-sleeve REI Co-op Sahara sunshirt is made of UV-protective material to avoid sunburns, and it's lightweight enough for coolness. I feel the difference on my skin. Next on the list, premium salad spinner. When you have a kitchen garden closely connected to the home, like Burke's, an item that functions well in both spaces makes for a practical gift. The Williams Sonoma stainless steel salad spinner looks more sophisticated on a kitchen counter than a typical run-of-the-mill plastic one. It makes washing greens easy, but it's also helpful in harvesting them properly, says Burke, who uses hers to remove field heat from her freshly gathered produce. She tosses her haul in the stainless steel spinner and adds ice to the base to swiftly bring the temperature down, ensuring the produce stays crisp and lasts longer. Gorgeous coffee table book is next. For a gift that sparks excitement, Master Gardener and the Dallas Garden School founder Callie Works Leary recommends Adventure in Eden, an intimate tour of the private gardens of Europe, the stunning hardcover by garden designer Carolyn Mullett. This book makes me swoon, says Works Leary. It's filled with photos of some of the most breathtaking and inspirational gardens in the world, with detailed information about each garden's history, designers, and theme. If someone were to give it to me today, I'd be just as excited as the day my first copy arrived. I need one in every room of the house. Stylish and protective apron. The enduring appeal of a functional gardening apron lies in its ability to keep gardeners clean, organized, and comfortable. The Farm and Trim apron is extremely well made, with plenty of useful pockets and pouches right where you need them, says Lample. I love wearing it for jobs like seed starting in the greenhouse, potting up seedlings, making new plant labels, and those messy jobs where you want to stay clean while having access to everything you need to get the job done. Pollinator attracting flower seeds. Seeds represent the potential for future growth, offering a gift that continues to evolve as your recipient nurtures their garden. As a garden educator, Works Leary tests hundreds of plant varieties every year to determine which ones perform best. With so much testing, I know which seed companies I can trust, she says. I love botanical interest seeds because they are extremely reliable and the company is devoted to the success of their customers. Every seed packet features a comprehensive growing guide for that particular plant. The Butterfly Garden Flower Seed Collection contains varieties to attract monarchs and other beautiful pollinators, which most nature lovers would enjoy, and there are a variety of other flower, herb, and vegetable seed collections to choose from, allowing gift givers to cater to a gardener's specific interests and goals. Beautiful storage box. Many gardeners have a treasured collection of saved seeds from previous seasons to plant in their future gardens. Having a beautiful container to store them in, such as this elegant bamboo box with brass-plated hardware, will help motivate a person to use it and stay organized, says Melinda Myers, national gardening expert, author of multiple gardening books, and host of the Great Courses How to Grow Anything video series. This comprehensive kit simplifies the seed-saving process by providing 5 compartments to accommodate envelopes, vials, gloves, and small seed-starting tools, as well as 6 corked seed storage vials crafted from shatter-resistant glass. Next on the list, size down weeder for precise jobs. For small jobs in the garden, the Cobra Head Mini Weeder is the go-to tool of Perla Sofia Curbelo Santiago, the Puerto Rico-based founder of AgroChic, a Spanish language gardening and wellness platform, and author of the forthcoming book Verdura, Living a Garden Life, 30 Projects to Nurture Your Passion for Plants and Find Your Bliss. This one simply does it all, says Corbello Santiago, who's had the same tool for many years and uses it for weeding, digging small holes, tilling the soil, and edging garden beds. The pocket-sized mini is a slightly narrower and smaller version of Cobra Head's original weeder and is better at handling precise jobs in tight areas. The forged steel blade is durable and it doesn't slip from your hands, which makes it safe to use when not wearing gloves. Next, tool sharpening essentials. A tool maintenance kit allows gardeners to maintain the quality and longevity of their gardening tools. Even the best tools are no good if they're not sharp or taken care of, says Shannon. Milwaukee's Tool Care Bundle has everything gardeners need for simple do-it-yourself maintenance. The set includes an everyday sharpening stone, camellia oil, an excellent light oil to protect and lubricate garden tools, an oil dispenser for more straightforward application, and Milwaukee's Creon Mate, a scouring stone that removes rust, sap, and grime. It's the most amazing thing, says Shannon. You get it wet and rub it on your tools and it magically cleans the rust off. I use it all the time. The set also comes with a simple carrying pouch. Multi-purpose pruner. Corona's stainless steel pruning snip is a multi-purpose tool that any gardener will find many uses for, says Corbella Santiago, who owns several and carries a pair with her. Because you never know when it's going to be handy. The pruner is lightweight and ambidextrous, and its long pointed blade makes it suitable for jobs ranging from cutting small branches to harvesting herbs and fruit. The non-slippery grip makes it a safe tool to handle, and its branded red color helps you distinguish it easily when working in the garden. All-weather gardening hose. Dram Color Storm hoses have faithfully served Lample's garden for over 15 years and are still as good as new. One of our top picks in our guide to the best hoses, these are crafted from heavy-duty rubber with crush-resistant, nickel-plated couplings. The kink-resistant Color Storm hose is extremely durable. It can handle 160-degree Fahrenheit hot water and remains flexible even in the frigid cold, making it suitable for most environments. The vibrant color options, including eye-catching red and vivid berry purple, stand out amid tall grasses, unlike traditional green or black hoses that tend to blend in. Plus, Dram hoses are all backed by a lifetime guarantee. They're available in 25, 50, 75, and 100-foot lengths and in 5/8, half-inch, and 3/4-inch diameters. Next up, durable, biodegradable twine. Nutseen has been making twine in Scotland for more than 100 years and still uses its original textile winding machinery. Made from jute, a versatile natural fiber known for its incredible tensile strength, this twine and the cute tin it comes in is a favorite of Shannon, who finds various ways to use it in her garden. Unlike other twines that can disintegrate partway through a growing season, this twine holds up for the whole season, and you can still throw it in the compost pile when you're done, and it will break down. The hole in the top of the tin allows for easy dispensing, and the twine comes in 14 colors, from bright pink to lilac to understated black, Shannon's color of choice. Protective sun hat. A good sun hat is essential for gardeners to protect their skin from harmful UV rays, regulate body temperature, and enhance overall comfort and safety while working in the sun. All the hats I wear while working in the garden are from Peter Grimm, says Works Leary, The original lifeguard hat has a massive brim that protects my entire face from the sun. This 100% straw hat also has an adjustable chin cord, but no internal elastic band, so you'll need to know your recipient's head size. Next is sustainable wool planter. Sustainable gifts are a great way to support the environment, says Myers, who turns to Wild Valley's natural wool products for holiday giving. These pots are made from wool waste and come in a variety of colors. The fabric holds the moisture yet breathes, so there's no soggy soil. Plants can be transplanted directly in the pot. Over time, they'll break down in the soil. And since wool is a natural fertilizer, it will continue to feed plants for months. When gifting the NutriWool pot to plants, Myers likes to include a packet of Wild Valley's wool pellets to create more space for healthier plant growth and to reduce watering. Mixing the pellets into the soil of the wool pot will result in thriving plants that require less tending to. Next is hand-forged garden spade. Dutch brand Sneebor has been celebrated for its meticulous craftsmanship in creating high-quality gardening equipment for over 100 years. Sneebor makes beautiful hand-forged tools, says Shana, and one of her most loved gardening tools of all is her lightweight stainless steel and ash wood border spade. Unlike traditional shovels, this spade is purpose-built for working with plants, offering precise control and minimal effort. Even though the head of this spade is significantly smaller than your average shovel, it moves the right amount of material so you're actually working less hard, says Shannon. This border spade is sized for small hands and it's very ergonomic, with a T-handle that I find to be very comfortable and nice steps on the top so you can really pound down on it with your foot. It's an heirloom quality tool to be cherished and passed down, says Shannon. It's so well made that it's definitely going to outlast my time in the garden. Convenient carrying basket is next. A gathering basket for fruits, vegetables, and cut flowers makes it easy for your favorite gardener to bring their bounty indoors. Shannon prefers Garrett Wade's large woven steel basket because it's bigger than a garden hod and I find it to be a little bit easier to carry. This basket has comfortable beechwood handles and is thoughtfully designed with double layers of galvanized steel wire to ensure durability and rust resistance. You could really load it up and then spray off your produce once it's in the basket. Precision pruner for flowering plants. Regular deadheading keeps flowering plants looking their best, says Myers, and it's vital for encouraging new growth and prolonging the plant's blooming period. This compact hand pruner has high-quality scissor action blades that ensure precise pruning, minimizing damage to the plant and reducing the risk of disease transmission. It's endorsed by the Royal Horticultural Society and by plant experts like Myers. The finger clip provides better control for more accurate cuts, and the palm squeeze action reduces muscle strain so gardeners can keep working longer. Next up is the sharp, non-slip knife. When I want to slice up a freshly picked heirloom tomato to put on a tomato sandwich or assemble a caprese salad, I reach for my tomato knife from Williams-Sonoma, says Works Leary, who grew more than 600 pounds of tomatoes in her garden this year. The serrated edge makes clean slices, and the two-pronged tip can be used to transfer slices from cutting board to plate with ease. The tomato knife is made of Teflon with a non-slip grip and a protective sheath for safe storage. This also looks just really cool with a red blade and red handle. Multi-purpose Hori Hori. Almost any gardener will find use in a good soil knife, says Shannon, and my personal favorite is a deluxe soil knife made by A.M. Leonard. Also called a Hori Hori, this versatile tool features a tough stainless steel blade with a serrated edge, a straight edge, and a twine cutting notch, so it can slice through just about anything. It's a very all-purpose tool. It's great for digging out weeds and cutting open bags of mulch or soil. It also has a spear point and depth markings, making it good for planting seedlings or very small annuals. Plus, it's bright orange, which is important because it's incredibly easy to lose hand tools in the garden when you set them down. And those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis know we feature stories each week from the terrific book, Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul. Today's selection is all about the Christmas season, and that's why I selected this story. It's called The Wreath, written by Sherry Anderich, and there's a quote here from James Russell Lowell. Children are God's apostles, day by day sent forth to preach of love and hope and peace. The Wreath. For their Christmas holiday project, Cassie's Blue Bird Troop planned to visit a nursing home. Folks in nursing homes are often too old or too sick to be home alone, Mrs. Peters, the group leader, told the little girls. Maybe they have no relatives, maybe families are far away or unable to help. We're going to cheer them with carols and bring them gifts that we've made. Placing the last flower on her wreath, Cassie wondered about the person whose name she drew, Mabel. Somewhere between 60 and 80, not yet 10, Cassie had difficulty identifying with old. Her grandparents played golf, traveled a lot, and had plenty of loving relatives. Outside, a car horn blared. Cassie scooped up her wreath and rushed to join her friends. The Bluebirds, a junior version of Campfire Girls, soon arrived at a modest cottage. A matron greeted them enthusiastically. "The folks are just looking forward to your visit," she said with a smile. Stepping out of the cottage's smooth linoleum floor, Cassie sniffed a strong disinfectant odor. Mrs. Peters sounded a pitch on her harmonica and led the troop in "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Singing along, Cassie gazed at one wrinkled face after another, some smiling, some sad, some apathetic. One elderly woman turned her face to the wall. As the matron announced the little girls would be circulating among the residents with gifts, a man in a wheelchair spun forward. He wagged his finger fiercely at the visitors. "What right do you have coming here, reminding us of families we don't have?" he shouted. "Once a year somebody comes here. Take your do-gooding pity and get out." Wide-eyed, some of the girls backed away, but Mrs. Peters coaxed them forward again as the matron calmed the grumbling man. Shaken but determined, Cassie asked a group of card players, "Please, where can I find Mabel?" A lady with bright orange hair gestured toward the window. "Over there," she said cheerfully, "and don't pay these grouches any mind. You kids are okay." Timidly clutching her wreath, Cassie approached the straight-backed figure surrounded by soft winter light. "Mabel?" The gray head with a proud French roll at its crown didn't move. Mabel, if this was Mabel, continued gazing out the window at the darkening California desert. Cassie set her wreath on the worn, polished surface of a table by her side. Taking a deep breath, she stared at it as if memorizing every leaf. "I made this wreath for you," she said. "I know it's just homemade, but there is a story for every twig and flower. I come to tell you about them. The base is made from pine branches. Some were easy to bend, and some I had to soak in water to shape the frame. It's all natural, and gathering the flowers was fun because I remember where each one grew." Her courage up now, Cassie talked faster, touching the wreath as she spoke. "The wild sunflowers are from a vacant lot by my house. Someone is going to build new homes there, so by spring the sunflowers will be gone. These dried desert flowers, the mustard, sage, and lavender, smell so good, and they'll last a long time. Rabbit foot fern is from my patio garden, and so is the baby's breath." Slowly, Mabel turned around. Eyes undimmed by age searched Cassie's. "I sit by this window," she said quietly, "because I miss the outdoors so. Thank you for bringing it inside." A trembling hand, clustered with brown spots, reached over and grasped Cassie's. "I, too, remember where the flowers grew. Merry Christmas, child." That's called The Wreath, written by Sherry Andrewich, one of the many stories that make up chicken soup for the gardener's soul. And that's the Green Thumb Show for this week. For Sun Sounds Radio, I'm Lee Murray, your reader, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be talking with you soon.